Lasting Media.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey everyone, Beer Boy here. We have a very special episode for you today. You're probably wondering why a bonus is coming out on a Tuesday. And well, I'm here to tell you, it's just D-Rock and I on this one today. It's a good interview with Mike Montgomery from Blue Run Spirits, and we are tasting their latest barrel strength rye offering, the Emerald Rye. We were originally going to put this one out on Friday, but after discovering during the interview that this product is actually coming out on this very day, November 15th, we figured why not give you a little something extra special this week. So enjoy this on your fine Tuesday afternoon. We will see you tomorrow for a full episode and yet again on Friday for another bonus. Cheers.
Hey, I'm Mike Montgomery, the CEO of Blue Run Spirits, and you're listening to Blue Collar Bourbon.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's a blue collar bonus.
Yeah, I've been looking forward to this one for a while.
Oh, what's that?
Ooh, I like this. Ooh, I like this music.
You know what that is, D-Rock?
I do know what this is.
We're having a little Blue Run Day.
Yeah, it's Blue Run Day. And today, we're down again. We're down a host.
We're down
two hosts, actually.
Yeah,
but it's you and I today. So it's the Beer Boy D-Rock show.
It's like the spinoff sidekick show.
Yeah, this will be fun. We can kind of say what we want, not get yelled at by the other two. This is going to be good.
Yeah, we can talk about West-West and East-West.
North-West. Yeah. Speaking of West-West, our guest is, he's West-West today, I think. He's way out there.
Way, way out there.
Yeah, so from Blue Run Spirits, let's welcome Mike Montgomery to us. Thanks for joining us.
Hey guys, I'm happy to be here. Happy to be auditioning to fill that empty one of those empty seats
Come
over
on.
There today. So you let me know if I make the cut. I might join you full time.
Please do. Come on.
We've been looking for an excuse to ditch the other guys anyway.
Get a chance
today
to drink.
Is your day,
yeah.
Your boy.
Where are you at today?
I'm in Los Angeles today.
Okay. See, he's West-West.
That's what. Yeah, not quite West-West-West, but
it's not quite West, but it's West-West.
Yeah.
So how's the weather out there today?
Sunny and cold.
Okay.
It's about the same as here.
We hit 28 this morning here.
Okay. Not that cold. and definitely sunnier.
All right. So yeah, thanks for making time to come on with us today. Can you give us a little bit about your background?
Yeah. Well, thanks for having me, guys. And I've been looking forward to talking to you for a very long time, so it's a real honor to finally be here. I have what you might consider a non-traditional background to be entering into this space. I come from the political world. I've done politics, public affairs work for many years now. And this was a dream that started to take formation more than 3 years ago when Jesse McKnight, one of my co-founders, called me and said, "Hey, somebody wants to sell me some barrels of bourbon." And at the time, I totally dismissed him. I said, "That's, you know, doesn't seem like a business. Somebody wants to sell you a couple barrels." And yet, here we are nearly 4 years later. And it's been a real interesting pathway for us to get here because, as I mentioned, we're not from the industry. We're outsiders. And what we're attempting to do is to do everything through a new lens. So the way that bourbon's been produced and marketed and sold and talked about is great. It's been pretty much the same for 150 years, and we're trying to put a new spin on this to open it up to a larger, broader audience of people. And we're focused on the ideas of youth culture, aspiration, and inclusivity. The idea of youth culture isn't to get young kids to drink. It's that people 21 plus are drinking brown spirits more and more, and we're going to attempt to bring them in under the tent.
So how did you get into drinking whiskey? Like, what was your gateway?
Oh, my gateway is probably similar to many gateways. The first gateway was I was probably 10, 11 years old, and I was at a Christmas party at my aunt and uncle's house, and one of my aunts somehow let me coerce her into taking a sip of whatever she had in her glass. And it was bourbon on the rocks. I don't know what kind of bourbon it was. And I've got this amazing photo. Somebody actually took a photo of it. You should see my face. It's all contorted. And it's like somebody had just, you know, dumped gasoline on my, in my mouth. And, so then there was a fairly long break until I got to college. And then in college, I drank my fair share of, white label Beam. Usually it needed to be cut with Coke, you know, the occasional shot, but that was my gateway bourbon experience as an adult. And then it just continued to morph from there. You know, every once in a while I would have a few extra bucks and I could kind of make that step up in terms of what I was drinking and, you know, maybe move on from the handle to something else. And so as I aged, I just continued to experiment and see what I liked. And here we are today.
That's awesome. Now, one of the fun things about Blue Run is you get to work with Jim Rutledge. How did that come about?
Yeah.
How's that been?
Oh, well, I'll start with how that came about. We found ourselves lucky enough to be sitting down in a conference room with Jim in Louisville about 3.5 years ago or so. And it was amazing. It was just like everything you can imagine. You know, I had these sweaty palms and, you know, it's like God had walked into the room. And for those of you who know Jim, he's the most unassuming person on the planet. He doesn't think of himself as being special. He doesn't think of himself as being, you know, on the Mount Rushmore of bourbon, but he should be. And I think he is. And so, you know, we got into this deep conversation about where we wanted to go and what we were thinking. And this is before we had a design. This is before we had a name. This is before we owned any barrels, before we'd even raised a dollar. And, at the time, my partner, Tim, had the audacity to say, "Hey, Jim, would you consider working with us?" And, you know, all of a sudden it was like all the air had been sucked out of the room and it got really quiet. You know, you look at Jim and you could see that he was kind of rubbing his chin and thinking. And, you know, the silence felt like it was 45 minutes long. It was probably about 5 seconds, right? It was just this like uncomfortable silence. Like, oh my God, he's going to say no. Right. And much to our surprise, he said, yeah, I think I'd like to do that. And it was like just a total shock. And so, how has it been working with him? It's been amazing. Yeah. First of all, he's just like we are. He cares deeply about quality. He cares deeply about the experience that the consumer has. And one of the things that he reminded us of at that meeting is that the way a bottle looks will get people to buy there first. The way it tastes will get them coming back or keep them coming back. Yeah. And so we try to keep that at the forefront of our minds. But Jim he's got an amazing attention to detail, and more than any of the bourbon experience and knowledge, he's one of the greatest people I've ever met in terms of being an absolute gem of a human being. So we got really lucky. We're very, very happy, over the moon to have the opportunity to work with a living legend like Jim.
Yeah, that's amazing. We're excited to try this brand new release, the Emerald Rye Whiskey, coming up here in just a second. But before we get to that, what was the first release you put out?
The first release was the fall batch of 13 year that was, let's see, that came out in October. I think the date was October 20th or the 22nd of 2020. Mm-hmm. And we've come a long way since. I think that Emerald you're holding there, it's like release number 13 or so. Wow. In about 2 years and a month.
Wow.
So how far after that first release did you get to exhale a little bit? It's like, hey, this is working. We've got something good.
I haven't actually exhaled yet. Still waiting on that moment.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting how, like, you know, you guys know this probably better than anybody, but to kind of the outsider, you know, you think that there's a release that comes out and everybody can kick back and take some time. Mm-hmm. And the reality is, like, we're already working on 2024.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, it goes so fast. And, you know, when you're at least kind of working in different industries where you don't think about time moving as fast and needing to think about supply chain and needing to think about staffing, you know, sometimes the clock moves slowly. Like if you remember being a kid and being in school and thinking it's never going to be summer, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
It's never going to be summer. In this, at least for us, it feels like it's always summer and it's always winter, and they're interchangeable because it's all moving so fast.
Yeah.
Well, I think we need to try this.
Yeah.
Been sitting here in front of us.
Well, and I'm just as curious. We can get into it while we taste it or just after. Where the name Blue Run comes from, and also what the story behind the butterfly implanted on all the bottles is.
Sure. So, you know, when we were trying to think of names for Blue Run, one of the first things that we were interested in was making sure that we didn't give it a name that was unpronounceable, that was, you know, Lafroig, mm-hmm. for example. Right. Like something that's so incredibly difficult to like, if you don't know how to say it, it's going to be really hard to pronounce. We wanted something that would roll off the tongue. And it just so happened when we were hanging around in Georgetown, Kentucky, where Jesse McKnight, my previously mentioned co-founder, was born and raised, he was showing us around and he said, well, hey, this is the Royal Spring. And, you know, the water from the Royal Spring is what Elijah Craig credited for making his bourbon, what we consider the first bourbon on the planet, to be so good. And he said, but I called it the Blue Run as a kid when I was growing up. And it was like, wait a minute, what did you say? Right. And he said, well, I called it the Blue Run. And so, you know, my question was why? And it was completely unexpected, but his neighbor at the time who lived in the Elijah Craig on his land was a history professor at Georgetown College. And so he taught Jesse a lot of the history of Georgetown. And one of the things he told him as a kid was that Elijah Craig was a Baptist minister, and he had a church called the Blue Run Baptist Church. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, in a really fun way, it takes Jesse's childhood and it ties it into the history and the heritage of the industry in a way that doesn't feel old. And I use old, you know, very specifically, right? When you think about other brands, they're often called old this or ancient that. Mm-hmm. And there's a modern feeling to the name Blue Run. And so for us, it was completely obvious from the moment it rolled off of Jesse's lips that was the name for us. And so the butterfly was more of a process, and you know, we were looking for a way for the bottle to stand out on a shelf in ways that we feel that some of the less modernized brands do. We wanted to pop off the shelf, and you know, part of that is a name that can be easily pronounced, and the other is how do we have an emblem, a mascot, or whatever you want to call it, that really pops? And how do we think about the idea of modernizing the experience come into play? And so what we came up with is the idea of a metamorphosis, and the industry needs to go through a metamorphosis, no different than what tequila or before that vodka went through in terms of look and feel. And so the idea is that you know, there are many life cycles to reach the point of becoming a butterfly. And so it's an evolutionary sort of process. And so that's where the butterfly came from. And it, honestly, it makes for a really good template for experimentation artistically. And that's what my co-founder, Devin McKinney, is so good at, is really honing in on what jumps out, what grabs people's attention. And, you know, when you have liquid that's been contract distilled by Jim Rutledge and or blended by Shailen Gammon, you know, we can't put a tan label of brown script writing on it. Mm-hmm. Because it feels mismatched. Yeah. And so we wanted to create an elevated experience inside and out.
That's awesome.
Well, I know you're itching to drink, Rob, but I'd say that's going to elevate our drinking.
I know. Sister, the nose, you should get creamy butterscotch and creamy caramel.
I was going to say custard. The creaminess really comes through.
And the nose is...
So this is a rye?
Yeah, rye.
This is a rye. This is the Emerald Rye that releases on the 15th of November. I think it's a really great winter rye. I think it's heavy, hefty, meaty. I haven't quite found the right adjective for it, but I think it's, as we roll into these winter months, this is going to become my go-to pour.
All right, let's try it.
Cheers.
Cheers. Ooh.
We didn't fluff.
We did not fluff.
Whew. Oh, wow.
Wow. It's tongue life for days.
Yeah. I mean, it's hot, but...
How long has it been since you've had this one?
Oh, let's see. I think it's probably been about a month.
Okay.
You guys have a bottle before I do. If that that tells you anything. It is. I think the idea of meaty and hefty really comes into play here. It's a nice contrast. I don't know if you guys had our golden rye the cask strength rye. You know, we refer to those two ryes as bourbon drinkers' ryes. Mm-hmm. This is a rye drinker's rye.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's got that spice that just bites it with the proof.
This has a quick hit of buttercream and shishito peppers, followed by a blast of apples and pears, and woody sprinkling of cloves and rye spice. The finish of leather, oak, and brown butter.
It's like all that cream right on the front of the palate, and then just rye through the finish.
Do you know the age on this?
It's not age stated, but it's, I believe, and don't quote me on this, but I believe each barrel is at least 4.5, okay, and they're nearing 5.
Wow, okay.
So, you know, it's got good age on it for a rye.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, the beauty of a rye is that it can be bottled much younger than a bourbon can. But this is good. It's got good age on it. It's already wonderful, and I'm really excited to watch the evolution of Emerald as we go. So, right, you put another year on this. What are the influences that age and wood and whatever is going to happen in that Kentucky season in terms of really cold and really hot? Where will that put this in another year when we're back here talking with you guys? And we're like, this is Emerald too. What do you guys think?
Yeah. It says it started out with 189 barrels. Is that correct?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And there are three different mash bills in this blend. They're very similar, but there are some nuances.
Okay.
Between the mash bills of these Emerald barrels.
I mean, that's delicious.
It's phenomenal. What proof is it at?
116.7, I believe.
116.7, yes.
It's a hot 116.
It is a hot one.
It's delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We want people to get fired up about this one. I mean, I am really fired up about it. I think it's really versatile. I prefer this neat. I can see why someone would want to put like a few drops of water in it.
Yeah.
You know, I think it could even be, it could take an old fashioned, not that I'm suggesting that you want to mix this, but I think it could take an old fashioned from good to great.
Yeah.
Right. It's got depth. It's got complexity to it. This isn't assembly line sort of mass produced, you know, you can find this flavor profile anywhere. I think it's really, really unique. And I'll remind you guys, this is contract distilled by Jim Rutledge. Mm-hmm.
I could see turning on the Christmas tree, get the fireplace going.
Yeah.
Sitting by the fire, take a pour of this. This is a killer fall, winter.
Keep you warm.
Yes.
Good Kentucky hug.
Right. Nice, long, long Kentucky hug on that. And D-Rock, I got that tongue tingle also.
Yeah.
That I really, really enjoy.
Now what's retail on this?
I believe it's $120.
Okay.
So this is a choose your cheer. This is a Christmas gift.
This is a Christmas gift.
And it's a good Christmas gift.
It is a good, If you want to give me one of those, I'll take it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody should get themselves their own Christmas, get a Christmas present for themselves also. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to order a few of these for myself and just make sure that I've got them. I've got a few backups because for me, this is going to go fast. It's going to go about as fast as the Reflection and the High Rye went for me also.
Yeah.
You know, where I kind of treat it like water.
I mean, it's not soft like water, but you can drink it like water.
Yeah,
it's too good.
This is really, really good.
I'm going to have to go back for a second pour.
Yeah.
It's got a sneaky sweetness to it, I believe, after. Are you guys on a, I can't tell. Are you on a neck pour or had you, had this guy
just cracked it right here.
Yeah.
So this is a neck pour. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So I'm really excited for you guys to maybe come back to this in, you know, a couple hours, a couple days.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think you're going to see some subtle changes in terms of, you know, what you're describing as hotness may not actually be hot in a couple days or a couple hours.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So how many markets are you guys in right now?
About 22 in Canada.
Okay.
Okay.
And then we do our online sales through Sealbox. And so I think we have a few more markets that we're going to announce early next year as well. But, you know, I can tell you right now it'll be Arizona and Washington State. As a former Washingtonian, I'm very excited about going to my original home state. And that's kind of fun. But, you know, the challenge for us has been having enough product to fulfill or at least try to fulfill demand.
Right.
So if we go too far, too fast, you know, there aren't going to be enough bottles on shelves to keep everybody happy. So we're trying to take this smart growth approach to how we expand.
Well, yeah. So my next question was going to be, how limited is this release? How many cases are, you know, shipping out across your markets?
Yeah, let's see. I think the number is about 6,000 cases.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So it's limited. You know, if you want to order yourself a case of this, definitely go online. Make sure you grab it as soon as possible because I don't think this is going to last all that long.
No.
And so, it shouldn't. I mean, I think the bottle, the design of it is pretty darn sexy with that, mm-hmm. that anodized, green butterfly.
Yeah.
I think and that's all well and fine, but I think the liquid speaks for itself.
So looking ahead to next year, what else are you excited about coming from Blue Run?
Oh boy. Well, before we get to next year, can we talk a little bit about December?
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah. So we have, last year we did something that we call the 12 days of bourbon.
Oh,
we did,
which
something
was
like
releasing.
That, yes.
You did that? Yeah.
We did something similar on our show. It was
our patron sent in pours and we drank through. Yeah.
Ours was the 12 days of whiskey miss.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that. And so we did a single barrel a day for 12 days online only in a really cool, box this year. Starting on December 1st, we're doing the same premise, but we're calling it Winter Solstice. It's going to be in an elevated box, single barrel selected by Shaylin Gammon, and those are going to be fun. So it's a barrel a day for 12 days, and it's fun and exhausting. And I participate 12 days in a row to see what I'm able to buy. Last year, I think I got one. which I was really happy to get. We'll see how I do this year, but they're really fun. So we've got that coming up December 1st through the 12th. That'll be it for us for the remainder of the year. And then next year in early 2023, we'll be releasing another, I guess this High Rye Bourbon Batch 3, followed by Reflection Bourbon, Reflection 2. And we're going to be attempting to increase the number of flight series that we do. So a couple months ago, we did our first flight series, which are what we call micro batches of between 2 and 5 barrel blends by Shaylin. Mm-hmm. And we're going to step that up and do a couple of those next year. And I guess what I would love to tell the folks listening today is that we're going to attempt to continue to surprise you. You know, some things we'll tell you about, some things we won't tell you about, and we hope you find some of the Easter eggs along the way. It's really a blank canvas in terms of where we're headed with specific products, but we've got a great roadmap for where we want to go. And the whole key here for us is, first and foremost, the quality's got to be there. Mm-hmm. And between Shaylin's palate and Jim's palate, we're pretty confident that we've got two of the best in the world leading the quality side. And then it's just about curation and making sure that we curate the right barrels at the right time and hopefully get them in the hands of the people who are excited to try them.
That's awesome. Well, we look forward to following and seeing what's coming. Maybe having you back on to try something new.
Fully on my radar. Hey, yes.
You know, I'll join you anytime. And I see that seat that's open next to D-Rock, and I'm not kidding.
Oh yeah.
Come on.
I'm angling for it.
Come to Nashville. Come visit. Come on, sit in.
I love Nashville.
Come on. Yeah. Well, thanks so much for being on. We love the stuff. We can't wait to see what's coming up. And if people want to follow along and learn more about Blue Run, where do they go?
Well, you can find us at BlueRunSpirits.com and all the socials, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, even Twitter at Blue Run Spirits. And by the way, guys, I'll also point this out. We pride ourselves on being very accessible. So if anybody wants to get a hold of me, you can email me at Mike@BlueRunSpirits.com. I'm very good about getting back. I'm not 100%, so sometimes you might have to hit me twice, but reach out, say hi.
That's awesome. Awesome.
Yeah. All right, Bear Boy, that was a fun one. I'm glad the other two weren't here because this was quite enjoyable for us.
I know. You brought me in for one of the goodies.
I did, yeah.
That was sick.
Yeah. Mike, thanks so much, and we look forward to having you back on again soon.
Anytime. It was a pleasure.
All right. Until Wednesday, we'll see who brings.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
All right.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Blue Collar Bourbon is part of the Lasting Media Network of podcasts and is produced and edited by Ben Delameter. Our executive producers are John Fender, Jason Barrett, and Derek Bruner. Special thanks to Westside Wine and Spirits in Franklin, Tennessee, and Elixir Spirits in Spring Hill, Tennessee. To learn more about all the whiskeys we've had on the show, visit thebluecollarbourbon.com. And if you'd like to further support the show, visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/bluecollarbourbon. Our Patreon is loaded with cool perks like our private Discord server, merch, virtual hangouts, and more. Lastly, don't forget to rate the show on Apple or Spotify, and while you're at it, leave us a review. We might just read yours on our next episode. Thank you once again for listening, and until next time, cheers.